Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
This year.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming again and enjoy your day. And this is the Verbally Effective Podcast signing off. Make sure you hit that subscribe button on all streaming platforms. We are WYXR.
All right, y'all. It's another beautiful Tuesday afternoon in Memphis, Tennessee. The sun is out. It's chilly. I hope you're bundled up, but it's gorgeous out there. I've got a great show planned for you. I have brand new music coming up later in the show from Taliba Safia out, and you're going to hear it right here. Her new single, Papa Please, coming up a little bit later in the show. But I had to kick you off with just a short little mix of some songs inspired by the day. We're gonna give another listen to Nick Black's Spooky Love to kick it off, and then we'll keep going down the old Halloween theme with a few more tracks. Here's Nick Black doing Spooky Love. You're listening to it on WYXR.
Creaking like steps in the dark. One day soon.
she'd ever seen. Stomping up and down the hall, she could still hear a washing machine. She could hear it in her head sometimes, like the change she'd been saving in a jar. And the chains on the front porch swing were creaking like steps in the dark. One day soon, this is all gonna end. One day soon, maybe it'll all begin. What a fine mess indeed. A little too much for me, me and my washing machine. Talking.
little Halloween block there to open up the show today. Zombified from Jimbo Mathis. That's from his latest album. The Eastwoods before that with Big Bad Wolf. Amy LeVere doing Washing Machine. Now, I thought about going with Killing Him. It's, you know, that's, that would be expected. I really like Washing Machine, though. It's one of my faves from Amy. And, like, spooky, honestly. Just kind of sends a little chill down your spine. And we opened up, speaking of spooky, with Spooky Love. A new track from Nick Black. Also a pretty fun music video floating out there on the internet. If that's the kind of thing you're interested in. Might involve Nick in a straitjacket. I'm Elizabeth. This is Straight from the Source. You're tuned into WYXR 91.7 FM on your radio dial. Or maybe you are at WYXR.org listening from somewhere else in the world, wishing you were in Memphis. I know I would be. All right, I promised you new music, and I've got it for you. Taliba Sophia has an amazing new project coming out. I was lucky enough to get to listen to the whole thing a few days ago. Really incredible. And it is in collaboration with the University of Memphis and reimagining and being inspired by songs from the High Water Collection. And the first one of Taliba's tracks from the project is out. The album is called Black Magic, and this song is called Papa Please, and I'm so excited to play it for you. You are listening to it on Straight from the Source on WYXR. Yeah. That was Roderick Duran with I Gotta See You, a recent discovery for me, Roderick, and I really love that song. And that is from his album On My Way Home from 2016. Really, really good. Really, really good track. Love it. It's been in my head. All right, before that was new music from Ariel Rain, Dream Chasin'. That one is from her new album that is just out, as in like maybe 2 weeks ago. And that one, we're going to hear more of next week because Ariel's going to be joining me right here on the show. We're going to talk about the record. We're going to listen to more tracks from the record. And of course, as always, we're going to listen to some of Ariel's favorite Memphis artists. So definitely do not miss out. Same time, same place next week. Ariel Rain will be in the studio with me. And that one I just played again was called Dream Chasin'. And of course, we opened up the set with brand new music from Taliba Safia. Papa Please was the name of that song. Find that in all the places where you find things. And be on the lookout for more because that is the first single from Black Magic, which is this album that she has created in partnership with the University of Memphis and in service of, inspired by, building on the catalog of High Water Records. So, definitely stay tuned for more from that one. Papa Please was the name of that song. Love it. All right, I got more brand new music for you from Devonna Taylor. Just hot off the presses. She sent this one to me this morning, and I said, I have got to play it today. So here's the latest from Devonna. This one's called Spell, and you're hearing it on WYXR. Skin like
Memphis. This is William Bell. You're listening to the station with the city's soul, WYXR 91.7 FM. And you know I would know.
Still turn.
All right. That was Coldway with Plans. Before that, Kenneth Whalum with Hold My Hand. And we open up that little set with brand new music from Devonna Taylor. Spell was the name of that one. I'm Elizabeth. You're tuned in to WYXR. This is Straight from the Source. It's your destination every Tuesday afternoon for brand new Memphis music. No genre restrictions here. It just has to be made in Memphis. I do feel like it's that time where I've got to remind you that everything you are hearing in this hour is recorded, written, produced. I mean, could be literally down the block from where you are right now. So much incredible talent in this city. It is my pleasure to bring it to you every week. All right, let's keep going with more new stuff, right? Here's I believe this artist is new to the show. I don't think I have played Walt Phelan. And the name of this one is Silly Little Life. And you are listening to it on WYXR.
Older. Let me tell you about a place you might know, and maybe you've even been there. It's on a corner of the old main road, a place all the locals know.
I wanna be your lightning bug, roaming around on a summer afternoon. We can light up the night, light. Everyone will look at us and say, oh, 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 get a look at that glow.
That was Dandelion Williams with Lightning Bug from the EP of the same name. Amber Rae Dunn before that with a song called Barbershop. That is from her album, I Guess That's Life. And Walt Phelan opened us up there with Silly Little Life from his project by the same name. It's always so fun hanging out with you, and unfortunately, our time is coming to an end. But that's okay, because you're going to come right back here next Tuesday. And also, scratch that, you're not going to go anywhere right now, because the Cricket Beat is up next, and we've got, I mean, always an amazing day of programming right here on WYXR that you don't want to miss out on, so just keep it locked here. That makes it easy. Then you'll already be here next Tuesday when I'm back in the studio. All right, going to leave you with a couple more songs as I head out the door, and Liv will be in the house shortly. Here is Brian Blake with Meant to Be from his Book of Life album on WYXR.
Well, my three ex-wives are real nice ladies, but something about marriage just drove me crazy. I don't know what it was, but it wasn't meant to be. Well, my first ex-wife was a Memphis gal, and we got together in Austin town. It was the summer of love. Got married, and although we had a real nice family, them pastel colors didn't agree with me. I don't know what it was, but it wasn't meant to be. Well, I wanted to stay, but it wasn't meant to be. Second ex-wife was a Cajun cutie. Lord have mercy, not a southern beauty. I had good taste in women, it seems. And although she gave it a real good try, there was something about the Brady Bunch life that I don't know what it was, but it wasn't meant to be. We wanted it to, but it wasn't meant to be. Thank you. type. Find your woman, just my style. I'd found the one. Well, finally. But all honeymoons must come to an end. And so did this one, my friends. I don't know what it was, but it wasn't meant to be. Well, we tried to work it out, but it wasn't meant to be. You know my three ex-wives were real nice ladies, but something about marriage just drove me crazy. I don't know what it was, but wasn't meant to be. Well, my next ex-wife, I ain't getting better. Saying goes, never say never, never may come too soon. I'm beginning to think, because I am what I am, it's how I'll always be. And if the shoe don't fit, then mama say la vie. I said, baby, it wasn't meant to be. Well, honey, I'm sorry, wasn't meant. Darling, don't you cry, it wasn't meant to be.
The 27th Annual Indie Memphis Film Festival returns to Midtown Memphis from November 14th through the 19th with over 150 feature and short films, including world premieres, restored classics, award season hopefuls, and more. Passes and single screening tickets are available now at indiememphis.org.
GPAC presents Valerie June on Saturday, November 9th at 8 p.m. With three critically acclaimed best-selling solo albums, June skillfully weaves a tapestry of folk, soul, gospel, country, blues, psychedelia, and symphonic pop. Find your center with Valerie June. More information and tickets for sale at gpacweb.com.
The Memphis Brooks Museum of Art hosts Sounds of Memphis every Thursday evening, where art and melody converge. Each week, a new Memphis powerhouse presents a unique evening that showcases the city's unparalleled musical legacy. From the soulful blues and rock and roll that define generations to the contemporary sounds shaping today's scene, Sounds of Memphis offers an unmatched music experience. Sponsored by the Turley Foundation, Incorporated, and Amy and Ronnie Wright, cocktails and hors d'oeuvres will be available for purchase. More information can be found at brooksmuseum.org.
In today's fast-paced digital world, support for community radio can't be raised by sound alone. St. Francis Elevator Ride is proud to support Raised by Soundfest by making it an experience you can't just hear, you can see.
The 2024 Grind City Coffee Expo returns Saturday, November 16th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Crosstown Arts. Celebrating the culture in and around coffee, featuring new vendors, discussion panels, a virtual reality art gallery, and coffee and cocktail demos to continue highlighting the ever-growing coffee scene. All proceeds will benefit Protect Our Aquifer, because you can't have great coffee without great water. More information and tickets for sale at grindcitycoffee.com.
Support for WYXR comes from the Halloran Center Presents.